God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So let me describe a really good day to you. I can hear the birds singing outside my window here. Perhaps you can as well. A good day is you walk out in your front yard, you find an ornate bottle out of which comes a genie who offers you three wishes: health, wealth, and friends beyond imagination, or whatever you wish. That is a really good day. I wouldn't expect that, by the way. A really bad day would be if God sent you a prophet and offered you three calamities. Now, lest that sound fanciful, that's exactly what happened with David. David had sinned, and in 2 Samuel 24, the prophet of God comes and offers David three things. Choose the one of them that I may do them unto you, God says. Now, in 2 Samuel 24, we find basically the backstory for the foundation of the temple. And you find two offers here. One is an offer that God gave to David, and the other is an offer that David gave to God. Now, in verse 14, David answered when confronted with three choices, which is bad, worse, and then a surprise. You know, which of these do you want? A bad choice, a worse choice, or a surprise? David said unto Gad, the prophet, I am in a great strait. I'm in a bind. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. Now, David knew a little something about his need for mercy. Ironically, in the previous chapter, the last verse, the last mighty man that David had that is mentioned is Uriah the Hittite. Now, you remember how David treated Uriah the Hittite. Let me ask you a question. Who was more greatly offended by David's sin with Bathsheba and against Uriah? Uriah's family or God? In Psalm 51, David says, against thee only have I sinned, speaking to God. So the offense was against Uriah, but ultimately it was against God. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think would have offered greater mercy, Uriah's family or God? If I had been Uriah's brother, for example, I would have loved nothing more than revenge, a baseball bat in 10 minutes with David in a closed room, because I'm human. God did punish David's sin with Bathsheba. There's no doubt about it. But notice that when given a choice judgment, David said, I just want to leave the choice to God because God is more merciful than people. So ultimately, David didn't need choices. David didn't need numbers. David was assessing his army prior to this. David didn't need a mighty army. David didn't need great choices. David needed God. Friend, today you don't need what God gives. You need God himself. If at camp there's a thunderstorm that rolls in and we have a little junior boy or girl, maybe 10 years old, and they're frightened, what do they cry for? Do they cry for the sunshine or do they cry for their mom? No, they cry for their mom because they assume that if I have mom, I have everything I need. Friend, let me tell you something. When you have God, you have everything you need. I'm not saying that we can't ask God for specific needs. Indeed, I do every day. But ultimately, David didn't need choices. David needed God. So that's the first offer. The second offer is found in verse 24. God instructs David to build an altar unto him. David goes to the place where God had instructed and offers the owner of the property money. The owner says, no, I'm going to give it to you, king. I'm going to give you both the animals for sacrifice and the place to build the altar. And the king said unto Araunah, the man, in verse 24, no, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which hath cost me nothing. So God offered David a choice, and David offered God a sacrifice that he paid for. Now let me ask you a question. What did David have that God didn't give? You know, Solomon built the temple, but he built it from the materials that David brought, silver and gold and other things. Where did that come from? Well, ultimately, it came from God. David wasn't being generous. David was being honest. Everything he had was of God. The fact is, again, in Psalm 51, verse 16, David says, for thou, God, desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. God doesn't want what I have. God wants me. You know, ultimately, I have nothing to give God that God didn't give me first. I have nothing to give God but self. Acknowledgement of his gift to me. Gratitude. So, two offers that are found here. The one God made to David and the one David made to God. And what you find is David didn't need choices. David needed God. He needed mercy. And God didn't want sacrifice. God wanted David. Friend, you have nothing but self to give God today. So keep your relationship with God simple today. There may be a lot of questions. There may be a lot of elements in play. But ultimately, it's God and you. You don't need that what God can give. You need God. And God doesn't want what you can give. God wants you. Keep your relationship with God simple today.